And he thought as he hurried towards Gleam Street, why the hell did I do it? It wasn't as if it was my business. Except, come to think of it, it is now. Mr. Tulip burped.
What are we going to do now? He said.
Mr. Pin had acquired a map of the city and was examining it closely. We are not your old-style bother boys, Mr. Tulip. We are thinking men. We learn fast.
What are we going to do now?
Mr. Tulip repeated. Sooner or later, he'd be able to catch up. We're going to buy ourselves a little insurance. That's what we're going to do. I don't like no lawyer having all that muck on us. Ah, here we are. It's the other side of the university.
We're going to buy some magic, said Mr. Tulip.
Not exactly magic.
I thought you said this city was a ing pushover.
It has its good points, Mr. Tulip. Mr. Tulip grinned.
Ing right, he said. I want to go back to the Museum of Antiquities.
Now, Mr. Tulip. Business first, pleasure later, said Mr. Pin.
I want to ing see all of them.
Later on. Can you wait 20 minutes without exploding? The map led them to the Thaumatological Park, just hubwards of Unseen University. It was still so new that the modern flat-roofed buildings, winners of several awards from the Guild of Architects, hadn't even begun to let in water and shed window panes in a breeze. An attempt had been made to pretty up the immediate area with grass and trees, but since the site had been built partly on the old ground known as the Unreal Estate, this had not worked as planned. The area had been a dump for Unseen University for thousands of years. There was a lot more below that turf than old mutton bones, and magic leaks. On any map of thaumic pollution, the Unreal Estate would be the centre of some extremely concentric circles. Already the grass was multicoloured, and some of the trees had walked away. Nevertheless, several businesses were thriving there, products of what the Arch-Chancellor, or at least his speechwriter, had called
a marriage between magic and modern business. After all, the modern world doesn't need very many magic rings and magic swords, but it does need some way to keep its appointments in order. A lot of garbage, really, but I suppose it makes everyone happy. Is it time for that lunch yet?
One of the results of this joyful union was now on the counter in front of Mr. Pin.
It's the Mark II, said the wizard,
who was glad that there was a counter between him and Mr. Tulip.
Cutting edge.
That's good, said Mr. Tulip. We ing love cutting edges.
How does it work? Said Mr. Pin.
It's got contextual help, said the wizard. All you have to do is and you open the lid.
To the wizard's horror, a very thin knife appeared magically in his customer's hand and was used to release the catch. The lid sprang back. A small green imp sprang up.
Bingly bingly bing.
It froze. Even a creation of biothermic particles will hesitate when a knife is pressed to its throat.
What the hell's this? Said Mr. Pin. I said I want something that listens. It does listen, it does listen, said the wizard hurriedly. But it can say things too.
Like what? Bingley bingley? The imp gave a nervous laugh.
Good for you, it said. You have wisely purchased the Disorganizer Mark II, the latest in biothaumaturgical design, with a host of useful features and no resemblance whatsoever to the Mark I, which you may have inadvertently destroyed by stamping on it heavily.
It said, adding,
this device is provided without warranty of any kind as to reliability, accuracy, existence or otherwise, or fitness for any particular purpose, and bioalchemic products specifically does not warrant, guarantee, imply or make any representations as to its merchantability for any particular purpose, and furthermore shall have no liability for or responsibility to you or any other person, entity or deity with respect of any loss or damage whatsoever caused by this device or object, or by any attempts to destroy it by hammering it against a wall or dropping it into a deep well or any other means whatsoever, and moreover asserts that you indicate your acceptance of this agreement or any other agreement that may be substituted at any time by coming within 5 miles of the product or observing it through large telescopes or by any other means, because you are such an easily cowed moron who will happily accept arrogance on unilateral conditions on a piece of highly priced garbage that you would not dream of accepting on a bag of dog biscuits and is used solely at your own risk.
The imp took a deep breath.
May I introduce to you the rest of my wide range of interesting and amusing sounds, insert name here.
Mr. Pin glanced at Mr. Tulip. All right.
For example, I can go, tra-la.
No.
An amusing bugle call?
No.
Ding.
No.
Or I can be instructed to make droll and diverted comments when performing very...